Hi, I'm Chris Kepler, and welcome to Does This Happen to You? I'm an actor, voice actor, audiobook narrator, and writer. I love telling and sharing stories about the strange experiences my friends and I have while doing mundane things like grocery shopping. That's why this podcast features funny stories from fantastic writers about our daily anomalies, a micro audiobook about life and befuddlement just for you. This week, we have a doubleheader from Sarah Lofgren. You'll find more stories from Sarah on Medium, and you'll also find her on Twitter, Instagram, and Redbubble. And we're starting out with inspirational quotes from a realist. Because the sunshine bullshit doesn't always bring it home. Do you get a sinking feeling in your stomach when you read the standard array of inspirational quotes? Things like, the only way to grow is to immerse yourself in both sunshine and rain and believe in your dreams, believe in your dreams, believe in your dreams. Do you want to punch a flower after reading that? Are you the human manifestation of Angry Panda? Perhaps it's because you know relentless optimism is just a tool of capitalism to keep you emptying your pockets. Perhaps it's because you know inspiration is just a carrot dangling in front of your donkey nostrils. This article is for you. I've adjusted a few popular quotes to balance them out and make them more reflective of the world we live in. Our greatest glory is not in never falling, but in rising every time we fall, until the day we fall and decide it isn't worth rising over and over again, if we're just going to keep falling and bruising ourselves. On that day, our greatest glory becomes eating all the Doritos in the house while we lie on the floor. Confucius and Sarah. Relatable. All our dreams can come true if we have the courage to pursue them, even if our dreams are things like robbing a Taco Bell or racing small children against each other for money. The only dream that can't be accomplished via courage is getting first place on Rainbow Road when we play against the computer at 200cc. So try not to make that your dream. Walt Disney and Sarah. Walt Disney was a wise man, just not wise enough to complete this quote. Even geniuses need a little help. Believe in yourself. You are braver than you think, more talented than you know, and capable of more than you imagine, unless you are a narcissist, in which case you ain't all that. Roy T. Bennett and Sarah. What? Everyone who has run into a narcissist knows this is true. Inspirational quotes should always have caveats. It makes them less inspiring, but more accurate. Hard times don't create heroes. It is during the hard times when the hero within us is revealed. How does this occur? Your skin folds back around your midregion, exposing your innards, and the hero living inside of you leaps out with a flaming sword. This will kill you. Bob Riley and Sarah. Fortunately, my life hasn't been that hard, so I haven't had to undergo this process. Please send money so I can remain content in my cowardice. Your mind is a powerful thing. When you fill it with positive thoughts, your life will start to change. Your life will also change if you join my team and start selling these mystical beans I've developed. The starter pack is only $600, and you can easily make that up in 1 week, because these babies sell themselves, let me tell you. Unknown and Sarah. Also, if you have leadership skills, you can make even more money by recruiting other like-minded individuals to be a part of your team. You have a lot of natural charisma. I can tell you're going to be really good at this. The future belongs to those who believe in the beauty of their dreams. Unless they die, then it will belong to those who are motivated through fear of their nightmares. My nightmares are about fuzzy clowns, and I will do anything to prevent them from coming true. Franklin D. Roosevelt and Sarah. Inspirational figures forget that fear can be tremendously motivating. They go on and on about dreams and courage, but forget to mention that most of us are scared stiff all the time, and that is okay. Scared people can build the future too. especially if they kill all the people who believe in the beauty of their dreams. I am not a product of my circumstances. I am a product of my decisions, and those have been terrible. Stephen Covey and Sarah. Shrug. All right. I bet you're feeling extremely motivated right now. Take all that energy and do something incredible, like not hiding under your blankets for the rest of the day. Or go ahead and hide under your blankets for the rest of the day. The world is scary, and that is okay. And our second story from Sarah this week. I want to repants the world. We live in a society that doesn't understand pants. Yeah, you heard me. You're probably reading this and thinking, I don't know what Sarah is talking about. She must have written this article for other dummies on Medium, not me. I totally understand pants. Pants are two tubes sewn together at the top. I can stick my legs through them and cinch them at the waist, and they keep everyone from knowing what color of underoos I decided to wear today. My friend, no. I see you sitting there in the thrice-stained JNCO jeans that were all that in the heyday of your youth, ESP when worn with a chain around the waist, and the casual optimism of someone with no clue what the future would hold. My friend, those pants are not bananas. But even if you are wearing these standard mom jeans that are so on-brand for kids these days, you're still missing out. Why? Because you don't understand what the pant can be, the innate potential within every pair, the striving that can be summed up through the taking off of one pair of pants and putting on of another, more suitable pair of pants. People see a pair of pants and see only a utilitarian item meant to be overshadowed by literally every other piece of clothing. Pants can be more. Pants can mean so much more. Sometimes, when I'm at the airport and early for my flight, I like to buy a coffee and sip it as I watch all the pants walk past me. It's a parade of ambitions stifled, a promenade of mediocrity and shame. Here, a pair of pleated khakis belted too tight, the inseam too short, revealing a pair of black socks and sneakers. Over there, a pair of faded pink leggings worn thin in the buttocks region, revealing a pair of Wednesday-printed underpants when it isn't even Wednesday. And across the room, a chicken without the common sense to select a tapered leg. It is enough to make me weep, to make me want to throw in the towel, toss out the beans, give up the ghost, and uproot all my vegetables. God did not dictate that we should be a collection of sad, panted clowns. No, we did that to ourselves. So, since people clearly cannot be counted upon to pants themselves, I must step forward to do it. Some people's lives have meaning. They feed the hungry and comfort the hopeless. I repants the clueless. It's not much, but it's all I have. So, next time you're browsing the aisles of the nearest department store, staring at racks of pants that make you want to settle, consider the following option. They've worked great for various humans throughout history, and they can work great for you. You ready? Here it comes. Bloomers! Bloomers have a long and noble history, and for some reason no one wants to be caught dead wearing them. Why is everyone in the world stupid? Bring back the bloomer. They're airy. They're liberating. They look sexy as hell. If you're not wearing bloomers right now, I will tease you mercilessly, so you might want to get ready for that. Imagine how wonderful the 21st century will be now that we're all going to wear bloomers all the time. Bloomers in sequins. Bloomers in velvet. Bloomers in lycra and linen. Bloomers at the theater. Bloomers at the cyber mall. Bloomers when the government takes our houses and gives our children to the robots. It almost makes me feel hopeful. Join hashtag Bloomer Squad today. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed the story, let me know and share it with your friends. Follow me at Chris KK Aria on Twitter or Chris K. Kepler on Facebook, or check out my website, www.chriskepler.com.